da prodoko santa brana kala baba baba yanate. Oh lo koriana, lo koriana, lo koriana. Enako verena kure de paleria kanda balegala. Come on. Cry out unto the Lord. Cry out unto the Lord. Le vale kore le bahala manana lo son le la la lo balo tobo mera kore lo. Cry out unto the Lord. Jeta baraka la mahande suri. Oh le kele kele manaka da la prokodo se le kele mahanda la kabaha. Kele le boho le kele le bahala la la bahala la bahala lo se. Ye le kore baraka la la bahala lo se le kele le mahanda. Nere kole bahala kala mahalo soria baba baba yanoto. Le kana mahande se kolo dosa shana barakala. Rio para na kala. Je kore toko prede kele de sene kolo no. Ne brangolo dosa kele de mama 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 shana brako. Ganate, ganate, ganate. Nagre polo kolo se le kala na manda. Shadaro dala kabarata. Oh, come on, pray. Come on, pray. Kala na la mande solo no lo boho kono dosa. Nere kala na bahala na bahala na bahala no lo boho kono dosa. Ne mara kala na bahala na la bahala no kono dosa. Ne kala na tanya na mahanda la kose. Wherever you are right now, wherever you are right now, just join in this prayer. Come on, you could be in your living room. Join in this prayer right now. Le paktoga faranta na mahana. You could be in the office. Just plug in that earpiece and pray quietly where you are right now. You could be on the way. Just join in and pray. Come on, pray. Pour out your soul to God. La brakana la mahana salamahala. Rekana la madakana la mahana. Lord, it's you I seek. Daka baba baba bashanda rakala bahala dosa rekana mahane. I look to you, God. I look to you, God. Remanando rekele le bahala dosa riano kore bala bahala dosa. I look to you, God. I look to you, my Father. Oh, brade kele bahana kore dole bahana. My desires come from you. My hope comes from you. In the name of Jesus, I look to you, God. I come in the name of Jesus. I look to you, O God. You are my source. Kalando marante grando kala mahanda la mahando. De kalando re kana mahanda la koso re no boho le kesa. Shaba ba 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 sanda ra kala no boho kala no boho sanda. Re ba 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 shanda la kala boho shere kala no sa. From you are my desires. Ola mahando rukore lele mahanda la kona lianasa. Kalamongre no kosa na mahaya. In a dry and weary land, my soul longs for you. Ela monta rakabala dahana nokto. Shekala bakta rakeverokte lele mahaya nate. Nena mahaya na mahaya. My desires come from you. Ela na hana kena mahanda solo bolo hodo shara na mana kole dehea. Oh sabahaya ni. Kala na baba bahala no no bohos. Ela baba moshi ni 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 bahala bokosi no 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 boh no 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 boh. Ela na baba. Ela baba moshi na na. The Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and taste. Blessed are those who hunger and taste after righteousness. They hunger, they taste for righteousness. The Bible says they shall be filled. Come on, we say, Lord, I hunger. I hunger for you, God. Kalabana sorekebe to see your power in the land of the living. Ola bakarato frato berenektese. Blessed are those who hunger and taste after righteousness. The Bible says they shall be filled. Lama korenehela namahanda. Solo no 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 bakarada namahanda. Kara namahanda siloro pogo shenimus. Elana basada bakarada basada baba basileba. It is from him that your desires come. Kalabo korenehela mahala baba basada baba baha. He can make a way in the wilderness. He make rivers in the desert. You've come unto the one who can do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or imagine. In thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Lord, we come to you. Chanting the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
what a great time of prayers and just being in his presence. Oh, hallelujah. Welcome to day three of our fast. Hallelujah. We're concluding this evening. Will you please be seated? I want to share some further thoughts on fasting today, because you see, I always wanted to do a season of fasting, a teaching on fasting rather, before we enter into the fast. We will just say fast, and then many people do not understand or the implication or the power of fasting. Many people do not understand the power, the implication of fasting. Will you please bring my phone for me, the big one? And so I said, all right, let's do this. And we're looking at a way to get something out of nothing. And I began to show you on Sunday that it was possible. And in fact, fasting is the only way you can actually get something out of nothing. It is the only way. Where you're not doing anything, you're actually stopping. You are actually stopping. You take a break, you stop. You pause everything. And then something great and something powerful is coming out of that great nothing. Hallelujah. You see, it's a great nothing. And something comes out of it. So we stop. And so we do this every month. You see, we do it every month. After the first Sunday of the month, we just set it to be a system so it's easy for us to work out. So we're not confused. We don't forget. We do it corporately every month. After the first Sunday of the month, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday following, we are praying and we are fasting. And when we draw, I've told you before, we draw it in leaving January out of it, because January we go throughout the week. Now, it was December before, but we moved it to January. We enter into the year with fasting and prayer. We go throughout the first week, so that's 7 days. The let's say 10 months from that, again, 3 days times 10 is 30 days. That's already 37 days. And then with the 3 days from the last month, so that for make it mathematically easy for you, that makes it 40 days. So throughout the year, following this fast, actually, you do 40 days of fasting throughout the year, scattered throughout the year. That's powerful. That's corporately as a church. We're not talking about 21 days now. That's 40 days as a church. Now, then you can also fast personally. Personally, you can engage in a fast. And imagine you add some other days through the month, through the year, you'll be looking at maybe 60, 70, 80, 90, come on, 100 days of fast through the year. It's so possible to fast and to spend time seeking God. So I began to show you, I want to do a quick recap because to get everybody up to speed today as to where we were. We talked about, we said this is the only thing you can do, you know, where you're not doing anything and you're getting so much. In fasting, we turn our attention to God. We have desires, and it is the desires that bring us to God. The desires bring us to God. There are things we seek in our lives, and we want God. We want to see something great in our lives, a breakthrough, the power of God. And the only way we stop and say, no, we don't want to do that again by working hard, doing so much. We want to do nothing. We want to go to the God from whom comes the desires. That's what fasting is. I'm now focused on God. So in fasting, we stop and focus on God and say, Lord, I desire you more than anything. I desire your hand more than anything. I desire to hear from you more than anything. I desire to get my confidence from you more than anything. Because I turn to God now, I become more confident. We see that there are two cases of that. I don't know. Today I'm not just into turning. I don't know why. But we see it in two cases. Maybe I'll talk to you about them. And then on Sunday, I just show you the scriptures as we go on. I'll show you some scriptures, but not necessarily showing that. But look at this now. So it is, I come to God, I seek his face. I say, the things I desire, you are more than the things I desire. And these things are a big deal to me. And I humble myself before you. I know that my desires come from you. There are things I am in pursuit of. Like in the case of Esther, she wanted to go before the king and she sought favor from God because she said, if I go and he doesn't welcome me, then I'm dead. And so she didn't want to go. She was afraid. She was afraid. She lacked confidence. Like in every case of fasting, I can't get the thing by myself. I can't get this breakthrough by myself. So I lack the confidence to go. But when I humble myself before God and come to him, he's bigger than anything I can seek. So I get confidence. So one of the greatest things you should understand in fasting is that it's a means of humbling yourself before God. It's when you recognize. I want you to understand this so that it becomes a discipline that you engage in with a reason, with an understanding. And so if you understand it, like I told you on Sunday, you develop an appetite to fast. I want to fast. You now see why you should fast. You will not be told to fast. You would engage in it because it's a very powerful place to be. I said on Sunday also that it's a currency that you can use to purchase anything. Why? Because I come before God. Before God, everything. Can you see that? So with fasting, I can get anything I seek. So throughout scriptures, you find people fasting for different reasons. I already highlighted one just now. It's the confidence you get because you come to God. The one that come to God will always get confidence. Because many a times we pursue our agenda, we pursue the things we desire. We are in serious and strong pursuit of these things. And then we are not getting them as we should, or we are somewhat not getting the point we should get to, the getting to the point we should get, or we're not even getting them plain at all. And then we begin to lose steam and we begin to lose confidence. Will I ever be there? But in fasting, we stop. God, you are my source. And then we come back to him. We focus on him. In fasting, we focus solely on God. We turn our focus, our attention to God as the source of our desires. Are you still here? So it's important that you understand that. So we looked at Jacob and how he ate something and lost something. And so the question is, what would refusing the food give us? Because accepting the food, he lost something. So if I refuse the food, I'll get something. He accepted the food and lost something. And so we said, not eating, doing nothing can give us something. That is where we say we can get something from doing nothing, from saying no, from not eating, from depriving our bodies. Our bodies actually join in the cry. Our bodies actually join in the cry. Don't mind me. I know I'm touching these things here and there. I'm just defining the points here. So our bodies join in the cry as we go to God, humble ourselves before God. It is in fasting I'm saying I don't know how to go. I cannot. The projects and the things before us, the things, our destinies, our lives, and that's why I know I'm just here and there. I will advise you to get the message and listen to it over and over again. I'm just speaking from my spirit. I'm not trying to be orderly and following notes. So just get it and listen to it over and over again. Now, what's my point just now? I'm trying to make a strong point for you just now. I cannot. I'm sorry. Now, it goes, take me back to why every believer must fast. Because we have things that are bigger than us. So at every point, you must stop. You get into stop. Everybody stops and says, I cannot. I don't have the confidence or the strength to go and deal with this matter. So I don't have the beauty to go before the king. My beauty won't work. That's what Esther said. For Ezra also fasted. I'll show you some more on Sunday. Would you allow me to do that on Sunday? All right, so just follow me right now. Ezra fasted, and Ezra said, all right, we're going out with our children, with our possessions, with our substance and all that we have, and we go with some security, with some level of security and all that. But see, there's no way we can preserve ourselves from here down to Jerusalem without thieves and thugs attacking us. So God protect us, and so he declares a fast. Jehoshaphat, if I turn all the scriptures today, I think on Sunday I'll be faster when I'm doing this because I've done already. That's why I told you, give me on Wednesday so that I can do it on Sunday. Jehoshaphat had a huge host come before him. They were coming from everywhere. Three nations gathered together to fight him. Come on, the guy said, there's no way I go out against these people. This thing is bigger than me. And then he turned to fasting, turned to God. I humble myself before you, O God. Nineveh faced death. They faced being wiped out. They were the things that were on them were too big. And the Lord sent a prophet to them and said, listen, you are going to be wiped out just now, all of you. And then guess what? Let us fast. By ourselves, we want to do good, but we cannot. So we fast. Help us. There's a reason for that. Then Jesus, come on. Jesus had a ministry to go in. A big ministry. And guess what he did? He fasted first. So I think you will appreciate that there's a purpose. There's something ahead of you. When I began, I think there was a time I taught in fasting. And actually, because of this deep understanding, and I missed it a little bit because I said then that you can fast for something. Fasting cannot be involved in, you can't be fast for something. You can't fast for anything here. But it's not, that is not correct. You understand it? I understand it better now, and I make it clearer now in showing you fasting. I have a project. I want to do something. I have a project. Whatever it is, you can fast for anything. And it's bigger than me. So what fast does is I stop. I'm not going to do that thing without humbling myself before God. And in being with him, I gain confidence for my life. Because I humble myself before Almighty God, and then what is in front of me can no longer be something terrible. Can no longer terrify me. So that makes... I'm doing a lot of science. This looks like science, but that's the only way I can do it now. So that makes fasting important, and that makes the object of fasting... I think I want to stay here. This way I want to stay more. That makes the object of fasting and seeking God hearing. Hearing. That is why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God in fasting. So when we are not eating, guess what we are doing? We are hearing. Are you still here? We are hearing, we are hearing, we are gaining confidence. We are gaining confidence in his presence. We are gaining peace from him. We are hearing a word from him. And that is why when fasting, you should spend time meditating upon the word of God, hearing God's word. Hearing God's word. So Jesus gives us the key there. And so the time we gain, at least for breakfast or whatever the case, the time we gain from breakfast should be spent hearing God's word or praying and talking to him. Hallelujah. So I humble myself before God. And then he comes to me in light, strength, confidence. Okay, let's do it. For Esther, we did not know what she heard or what happened from there. But we have several scriptures where we know what they heard. Jehoshaphat, can we turn there? Let me do that for you. Let's do these ones.
this is, I want to stay here. You know, my teachings have objects. And so the object for me in this teaching is to help you understand this power of fasting and this object in fasting. Because if we miss this, you might miss the whole thing entirely. I'm still going to say something now. Are you here? When we come before him like that, I'm doing a lot of signs. That's why I say, please listen to this message again. Just take it good. Get it now and listen to it. So when we come before him, which is still the central core of what I'm saying, fasting, what fasting is, it's not a hunger strike. It's not just saying, God, oh, do it, so see me, I'm getting hungry. No. But when we come before him like that, there's something that always happens in us. There's always a repositioning. There's always a word. So thus, a word comes, and thus we are what? Repositioned. We are told, don't do this. Or, go now. Or giving confidence and boost from the word that we hear. Scripture comes alive. But in fasting, hear me now, there is always something, an instruction that comes out of the whole thing. An instruction, a light, a confidence. Remember when I told you about prayer, how it's activity to inactivity, inactivity to activity. Can you remember? So that brings about, that means when I come before God, there's always a change. All right. It's not just me pouring out and longing for him and saying you are everything, but it's also me hearing what he has to say. That is why I actually stop. Remember, see, everything is tied together. Just hear me. I'm saying the same thing. I'm going here. I'm showing you all the angles because it's not something you can just start. Listen, all my years of ministry, this is the first time I'm talking about fasting. I mean, doing a teaching, complete teaching out there for the whole world to receive. Because if you take fasting like that, I was narrow before when I told you, you get sick for something, you just seek for God. You don't worry, spiritual stuff, then all those things will come. No, I need all those things. All the times you see people fasting in scriptures because protection, help, something. So fast for stuff. You can fast for stuff. You can fast for a house. You want. It is saying that I cannot by myself, and so I stop, I seek you. You can help me get it. So I'm seeking you. And when I come to him and I'm talking to him and I'm saying, Lord, I humble myself. You hear what I say? I humble myself before you, my Lord. I really longs for you, God. You do this stuff for me because I really can. And there's always a motive in fasting. It's not just I will not eat. For what? That this currency of I will not eat now, you can use it for health, money, house, land, anything. You can use it for anything. So you come before him and you say, I'm not doing it. I'm in need for of this, and so I come before you. So you can use it. Cash it out for anything. So you see scriptures, everybody cash it out for something. Oh Lord, deliver me from this room. Oh Lord, let me go and get favor when I go into the game. Oh Lord, grant me strength, grant me protection as I go out right now. Oh Lord, this thing is too big for me. Ezra could leave his house on Monday and go to work on in the morning and come back in the evening without engaging the fast. I do that one normal. I can just pray about that one and go. But this thing now is big. So I humble myself before you. Help me, Lord. It is foolishness and pride to go by myself. Fast will stop. And so we go into the year in fasting. We go into the month in fasting. We are saying, Lord, we do not know what to do. We do not know how to go. And so we stop and then we fast. Help us. There are things we pursue. Help us. I told you to turn somewhere. Huh? I not told you somewhere? Oh, 2 Chronicles, quickly, sorry. Let me stay on the hearing today. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. In verse number 1, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other besides the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea and on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Go to verse number 13. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by this cliff of Ziz," blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to answer. You see what I'm saying now? So they fasted and they prayed, and then somebody stood up and spoke a word, confidence to go. That's the fasting. So in fasting, the goal is man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. By word. Word. All right. Take your Bibles to Daniel. Thank you. Take your Bibles to Daniel. I want to say here, if you are still hearing me, that there is I think it is in fasting. I cannot say, you know, as we're praying for this and just walking on my nose. I want to say something. Don't mind me. Please don't mind me. Just listen to the message again. You get what I'm saying. I'm rattling here, but I'm saying a lot of stuff because there's a lot of stuff in my spirit and I just try to communicate and all that. You see, we say fasting and prayer, right? Why do you think we say fasting and prayer? The thought immediately we say fasting and prayer is that we should be fasting and then we should be praying a lot. But the reason why it's actually fasting and prayer is that it is assumed that you already know in fasting you should be hearing. Hearing and talking. Nobody got that. All right, leave that for someone. Because the object, when we say fasting at all, you should know it is to hear. Because you stop. It's to get a word. So, you don't say, when you're fasting, don't be praying. When you are fasting, also ensure that you are hearing. So, attune your spirit to hear what he will say to you. Like this now. Because man shall not live by bread alone. I'm standing there, I'm showing you. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. So when he's not eating, he's what? He's hearing. So in the place of fasting, put hearing. You know, when I'm teaching some stuff, I'm bringing lights. Many a times, I know you don't say, it's Pastor Ray, is there? But maybe we heard from one guy with 10 million people, you know, say, oh, what? But I'm telling you word. And anything contrary to this will be very funny, and I will tell you off without fear. We say fasting and prayer because we expect that you already understand that the object of fasting is not that you are calm and you are humble before God. You will hear what finally. Because, can I go on? In Isaiah chapter number 58, he said, this is the fast that I want. Do this. You're expecting them to change. Remember, I told you, once you come before God, there's always a shift. So, have you heard anything also? Because I want to quickly defeat fasting and prayer. Or prayer and fasting. Anyhow you choose to put it, the object is that the word fasting will be replaced with hearing. So, whenever I'm hearing and praying, or praying and hearing, I'm also saying I am fasting and praying, or praying and fasting. So, in fasting, just put the word hearing there. It will be very interesting for you. I start to turn somewhere now. Have I given you another scripture? Where? Daniel. All right, take your Bible to Daniel chapter number 10. because many a times we place the emphasis on as fast as I've spoken to him, I walk away. First, I'll just tell him how to do that, which is important. I'm not saying, you see, hear me. I didn't say not to do that. I didn't say don't pray. I've not said it's only fasting, remove prayer. We always say fasting and prayer. We are praying and fasting. And the emphasis, but the problem is that most of the time, the emphasis is put on the prayer. Ensure that throughout your fast, you are what? Praying. If you don't pray, you have not fasted. They try. There's no other better way to do it other than they try. But they are not correct. The desire drives you towards God. So I could kneel in the morning and say, Lord, hear my cry. I seek protection from you, from thugs that could be on the road. Protect me and my family as we go on this journey. And we put all our money, everything there. We have young ones to go with. So Lord, we seek you this morning, and then we pray. We give him our petition. And throughout that day, we are not eating. And then we say the next day we sojourn. And then as we are going, as we are doing that, and then we hear in our spirit, all like we just read just now from Jehoshaphat. You know, he gave them an instruction. I wish we could read all the story. But you know the story. Well, you know what happened. He now said, don't do this. So go sing. So they were singing. As they're singing and singing praise, the Lord set ambushment. And all the three armies that came against them, two of them gathered, fought one. The other two fought themselves and killed themselves. And all Israel went to do was pack good stuff and took home. Instruction. Do not be afraid. So we could do that. And the Lord says, don't go today. Go tomorrow. There's peace in your heart. Or now there's peace. And there's what? Confidence. I've just spent yesterday fasting, so I have confidence. If fasting does not now improve, imbue that confidence, build my confidence that I have been with God, then I've wasted my time. I've been with God. I've humbled myself before the Lord. So I have confidence as I go. I'm not now going to wait for something outside. So it is not just praying, but getting understanding and light. Look at this. In Daniel chapter number 10, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true. But the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing, and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Are you still here? He said, I ate no pleasant bread. So this is the first way he's eating stuff, but nothing he wanted to really eat. One of the ways you can do this, if you've not done this, this is not one of my most, I've not really done this fast as such. It's not one of the fasts I've done so much. Is you eat things, especially you can eat things without oil. Brothers and sisters, if you eat things without oil, you find that they are very unpleasant. Okay. I don't know how to help you with that, but you could take tea and a biscuit, and you say, I'm satisfied. Take it again tomorrow. And the next, you will be craving for something that they fried and put oil. Or you take rice. Say, well, Pastor, you ate rice now. I ate rice with vegetable I boiled and put salt and all that with no oil. Try that kind of rice. If you eat it for 5 days stretch, I'll be very happy that you are eating. No pleasant food. He said, no meat came to my mouth, no wine, didn't drink stuff, just ate unpleasant food. Take biscuits. He said, but I belly full and drank water. I said, oh, man, this fast makes sense. When you do it for 5 days, you will know whether it makes sense. You say, madam, you want to put something. So when you did it for 21 days, you know it was intense. And so we go on and he said in the following day, so go down to with me to verse number 10. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. I want to say something quickly about the I did not anoint myself at all till these 3 weeks. In that case, you don't think it contradicts what Jesus said. In this case, he wasn't coming out. Do you understand that? He was in his house. If you are in your house and you're going to do 3 days dry fasting and you're going to be in your house, please don't bother anointing yourself. Just lay on the floor. Nobody asks if you are smelling or not. It's between you and God. Before you come out, bathe. So doesn't contradict that. He was in his house. Verse number 10. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hand. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself, to humble thyself, to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come now for thy words. But look, what he told Daniel is very important to us. Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I have come forward for thy words. You set yourself to understand. How do we come out of this? How do I go forward? So in fasting and prayer, in fasting, you want to also hear God, his direction, his confidence. Go to Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 13. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 13. I think this scripture, as a Bible teacher, this is one of the times where I stand in my office, and I enjoy the scriptures. Like I always say, I enjoy the Bible, and this is one of those times. Now, in chapter number 13 of Acts of the Apostles, verse number 1, you see this now. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon, that were called Niger and Lucius of Cyrene and Manan. I wanted to avoid this chapter, this name calling thing. I always avoid them when I'm reading. But I'm going to do it now. If I'm not correct, just read the correct one by yourself. Which had been brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. I don't know why all those names are always bent. You know, like Gabriel, Joy, Faith, you know, Osadolo. I think Osadolo will be easy to pronounce by any tribe. Come on. I'm speaking to Osadolo, you know. No matter how you do it, you get Osadolo right. But you can't get Tetrarch, Menian, Lugesarian, you know, it's difficult. All right, so it goes all that. And then in verse number 2, this is something I want to show you now. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them. But as they ministered unto the Lord and what? Fasted. The Holy Ghost what? Said. So in the process of, they were ministering to the Lord. So if they were ministering to the Lord, what do we think they were doing? We chanting the Holy Ghost. They were ministering to the Lord. So they were praying and doing all that, right? And what? Fasting. So that part, the ministry to the Lord part, addresses the prayer part. And then the fasting part addresses the fact that they stopped to hear. So they were ministering to the Lord and fasting. So they were praying and fasting. The other time you hear, can you just hold your place? Or don't need to hold your place there. Go with me to Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 6. In verse number 4, the Bible says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. The apostles now. We'll give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So we see again here, praying and the word. So they ministered to the Lord and they fasted. So in that place, we could remove minister to the Lord and say prayer. Prayer and fasting. So we go back to talking to God and hearing from God. And then the Bible says the Holy Ghost spoke. The Holy Ghost said to them. So the object of prayer is to hear and to receive every word that comes from the mouth of God. So I want us to go ahead. I know we're done fasting today, but the reason for doing this, and I'm still coming on Sunday to finish up and show you some more scriptures. The reason for doing this is so that you can get a personal handle on fasting and understand it. And I've told you before, Satan don't want you to fast. He tells you it's not convenient. The time is not, it's not convenient. It's just, at this time, you know the way you are. He doesn't want you to fast. It's not convenient. And you too don't want to fast. He sells it to you and you buy it. And for one reason or the other, you don't fast. But I'm hoping that these 3 hours would create a hunger for you to see a challenge and go to fast. This we do corporately, but you can do it personally. And you can do a lot of it. And a lot of fasting will mean a lot of breakthroughs. Hear my voice. A lot of breakthroughs. Because I'm coming to God now. I'm coming to acquire God. I want to try and do something I cannot. Guess what? I just go and carry God. I just carry him. I don't want to try anymore. I don't want to get that car. I don't want to try. Let me get God. Let me see whether the car won't come. Let me acquire God. Let me see. So, fasting, the man will stop. My soul longs for you. My heart desires you. In a dry and weary land where there's no water, I desire you, God. As the deer panted for water, so my soul longs for you. It stops doing all that. You see now? We'll talk about those who are after him later. They're after my soul to kill me. But in that same place, Psalm 42, but you first stop and say, my soul longs for you. It's your only God. I'm fasting now. They come for my soul. They will all stumble. You see now? Bring them down. So, we want to hear God. In fasting, we want to hear God. We want to get confidence from God. We want to talk to him about our needs. But we want to come to him and say, Lord, we came to acquire this time. I don't want to go with just something and just go and try and help myself. I want to go with you. If I go with you, then the door will open. There's no way it can be shut. And so, I hear from you. I hear your voice. That's why man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So that word will give you confidence. At the end of the day, Esther went. And the king said, approach. After fasting. It's not about I am beautiful. It's about God. She didn't even have confidence in herself. Imagine after being chosen from hundreds of thousands of women. You say, I'm too much. I'm too much. There's no way. This one is not hard now. I just go. Once I just go, I just charm him once. He said, no, this matter is too much. And then she goes in prayer. She goes in fasting. So I get that confidence from God. Because I've gone to acquire God. Now, when I go there, it's not me. It is him. Go to acquire God. So I have a problem. So I have a mission in front of me. I go again in fasting and prayer. I have a new month in front of me. I go in fasting and prayer. You see it now. I want to hear God. Gain confidence in his presence. I want to seek him and get him to go with me. To be my confidence. I want his word to be my light. I want to understand what to do. So, in all that, I'm going somewhere. I think maybe on Sunday we would now go there. We'll arrive there. So I'll show you, when you look at fasting, you now look at fasting and you see another aspect of it. So I'll show you the other side of this thing. The other side of this thing is what happens. So we have scriptures to give us light. Come on. We have scriptures to give us light. So in this aspect, we see people talk to God, get a word from God. Right? instruction to go, this to do. Then we'll see again on the other side where we are called to fasting and to hearing from God and to ruminate, meditate upon his word, receive a fresh word, or we meditate upon his word to see in ourselves where we need to adjust. So you can't keep doing this. So when I come quietly before God and say, Lord, it's you I seek, there's a mountain before me. He said, let me tell you, this is what I've been telling you. You have been doing like this, doing like this, doing like this. Stop doing these things. These things won't help you. So in fasting also, you get to change. Hallelujah. So you can't come before me and everything I've told you, you've not done anything. You've not done this for people. You don't help people. You don't do this. So we in Isaiah 58, where we will now go to, you will now see, he tells them, you don't do this, you don't do this, you don't do this. He said, no, so you're getting all this problem. He said, if you treat people like this, bam, I'll begin to come through for you. Before you call, I will answer. He said that in Isaiah 58. In response to, we fasted. We humbled ourselves before you. He said, you fasted. Humble yourself before me. Everything I've said, you're not doing anything. So if you're not doing anything God is saying and you're fasting and seeking him, guess where he'll refer you back to? He'll refer you back to his word. So, can I assault? See, brothers and sisters, teaching is not interesting. You're not expecting to say, whoa, glory! You know, it might not be you're getting all that, but you are getting light. Scripture is landing perfectly upon perfectly. So, you know, you say we'll get revelation. Sometimes revelation you get to be a reminder. Sometimes what you get is a reminder. Your time of fasting sometimes is a time of reminder. This is reminding you again. Pastor, I didn't hear anything. But did you remember something? When you came to him and said, Lord, I seek you. Did you remember? This was your vow. Remember your vow. Remember your commitment. Remember you said this. Remember I told you to do these things. Lord, this thing is too hard. Go again next month. Come again. Come and meet me. I'm still here. When you go again, he tell you, do this. This is what I've been telling you. You'll be getting reminders. Some of you, and I know, beyond a shadow of doubt, because this is the word of God. It's light. It'll search out your soul. Some of you have gotten reminders already. So as I'm saying this now, you're clicking and you're saying, yeah. Because you say, I didn't hear any new instruction. Which new instruction? He doesn't give you new ones sometimes. Many times he gives us reminder. Many times we know beyond what we are doing. And so when we come on Sunday, I will show you that in Isaiah 58, he rebukes them. In Nineveh, they heard something and then they entered into a fast. And then he said, listen, he said, turn away from your evil ways. Because they knew. This is why we are heading the direction we are heading. And so we see a change. And when they changed and they stunned, they got a breakthrough. And in Isaiah 58, you see clearly. Because if you stay on Isaiah 58 alone, you may not understand the whole thing. But when you see it from here, you now see the other aspects of it. Reminders of the word of God you have received. Some reminders will not necessarily be about rebuke of prayer. I'm going ahead of myself. Will not be about rebuke of what you're not doing or doing. But a rebuke of the fact that, come on, you're not coming to spend time with me in prayer. I need you to come more pray. Just telling you, hey, see, just spending time, you're coming now. I know 3 days you'll come and all that, but would you make a commitment? So you go into fasting to seek his face because you need a breakthrough. Guess what you come out with? A commitment to pray one hour every day to the end of the month. Come on, I'm teaching now. It's landing now, and you're not liking me again. So, but I'm telling you the truth. You're coming out with a commitment of your fast. You go into a fast, then you come out with a commitment. And then you go in that confidence and then you see changes in your life. He expects that when we come before him, what would you expect to see in our lives is that change, that shift. It's what will come or a reminder will come. Remind us. This is how to do. These are the things you have been doing. That's the problem. So can I come on Sunday and just now tie a neat cord around all these things? And so you have a perfect, beautiful understanding of fasting. Hallelujah. So in some cases, we do not see, like in Esther's case, we do not hear what was said to her, but we know she received the word to go in confidence before the king. Else, why did she fast? He said, let us stop and fast. She could have just said, okay, I'll go tomorrow. He said, no, let us fast 3 days first. And I said this on Sunday, I'm just going to say it again. 3 days is perfect. It's good for a believer. It's good for a regular fast. It's good. A regular fast, 3 days is good. Very good. We see again, because I might not do this on Sunday. Let me just do it now since I'm done there. We see again on Sunday, we see again a 3 days fast in the case of Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was 3 days fast in the Lord's Prayer. 3 days is good for a believer. Are you still here? 3 days. Spend that 3 days for the Lord. Then you go again, 3 days, if you want to do that. But we see, I say 3 days. You say 4 days, you could have said 5 days, you could have said 2 days, just 1 day, but you said 3 days we fast. Jesus died 3 days. Are you still here? So 3 days is good for a believer. Just do 3 days. At least you begin to think that you would fast long and then he will hear you. Or at least you're thinking, if I fast, just go this long and I'll do all that. A normal, everyday believer fasting, going about his day, a life, 3 days. A big mission hits you, you can extend, a big stuff, you can extend and do that. But I just want to say this to you, to encouraging. So in your own personal fast, you can just do 3 days and go in and come out with something, 3 days. And then you can do that and then go in again, 3 days. And then you could do the pleasant fast. I'm not trying to teach type of fasting. I won't do that. I will not be tempted to start to do that. Now, maybe sometime later, yeah, we'll not sit down again and start talking about different types of fasting. But what I want to do now, what I have done now, and what I will do on Sunday, is to now show you fasting. I've shown you today, you hear God. It is fasting and prayer. If I say fasting and prayer, what have I said? No. If I say fasting and prayer, what have I said? Just put here in the place of fasting. I know you are fasting, but me, your brain should still be working. I just said it just now. So when I say fasting and prayer, I'm saying hearing and praying. When I say praying and fasting, I'm saying praying and hearing. So that is what I want you to get with. So guess what? It's funny. It's not such a big deal. This will not be a big revelation, but just guess what it is again when we talk about fasting and prayer. We're talking about the two basic things a believer should do. What's the word again? Hear God and talk to God. It's so funny how simple these things are. That's what I'm talking about. Hear God. Spend some time hearing God. Read His word. Much not live by bread alone. I'm going back to that. It's very important. Put messages. This is the message through that time. Meditate upon the word of God. Let His word come back to you as light, reminding you of things you should do. Then spend time talking about your petitions, also the things you seek. And then many times he will show you from a scripture. This is like, oh, thank you, Jesus. You come out of your fast having received the word and confidence before God. Somebody blessed today? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you very much. Thank you. Come on, give God praise. Father, I thank you, God. I understand now. Hearing. Saprokoto libra hagodo sekte hilamandus. Stop. Hallelujah. You know why I went back and emphasized that part? It's because the children of God, the children of Israel, I will touch this maybe again when I start to look at Isaiah 58 on Sunday. But the problem with fasting and prayer, what people think, if you get it wrong, if you don't understand what I've just covered in the past 45 minutes, is that you will come before God, you will talk, kalabalagolo, whatever, and go. And when you have any small chance again, you know what you start doing? And go. You come back, the children of Israel were fond of doing that. In Isaiah 58, he stopped them. He said, you are always coming and talking as if you are coming to seek me. You just come and talk. Say, you're not hearing me. So I'm saying that to say that if you take the object of fasting and prayer to be prayer, because the thing, what we think is that if we are fasting and praying, we should just not eat. And so fasting is like no eating and praying a lot. Have I been able to help change that fact? No eating and praying a lot. It is hearing God and talking to God. Spending that season with Him. No eating is to say that I mean business about this matter. This matter is real. Are you here? I'm adding my body to the volume of my words. But I want to hear what you will say to me. I have to hear something. Do you understand that? So it is hearing and prayer. Hearing and prayer. He expects us to come, because if we do this thing three times, we've done this in January, February, March, and all you have done is Galapa, Lord God, see my Isaiah, Lord God, see me. And you don't hear anything, and you just come and talk to, and you still go back and do contrary to his directions. He will tire for you. Do you hear what I said? He will tire for you, and you still be fine. So a lot of believers just fast 21 days, 40 days, 82 days. You don't hear anything, no? You hear that they think that they will be heard by their much talking and talking and talking, and they now added their whatever Paul put it. I'll touch that. Don't worry. Now do all that. In Colossians, Paul talked about it. They will not eat. You see, they will not eat. They will cut themselves. They will do all that. It's that hidden practice. Hidden practice. We humble want to hear what he will say. Not just talking to him throughout the period. So prayer and fasting. I'm going back again. Please. Prayer and fasting means I'm what? I'm hearing and I'm talking. Prayer and fasting. I'm praying and I'm hearing. Fasting and anyhow you want to put it. Don't mind me. I probably did it like that. Because somebody could say prayer and fasting. Somebody could say fasting and prayer. Anyhow you want to put it. We are doing two things. We are talking to God and hearing from him. That is the object. So it's not just about prayer. So you could, in your period of fasting, just stand, don't worry. I told you, I'm just praying. In your period of fasting, you could sit all day meditating upon scripture, and you've not swayed korobo. Do you understand what I just said? Just meditate upon scripture. Just feeding scripture, washing your scripture. Light is coming. Oh, you start to do this, engage this. Oh, you won't get a new revelation you've never gotten before in your life from scripture. Boy, light dawns on you. From somebody, so this is a Christian one. You can learn something new. Get an understanding from that period, and you have not prayed. Fasting is me coming to settle down and hear from him. Man shall not live. If you go home today and you forget everything I've said, you will not forget. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So I can go a whole fasting period of 3 days and not make noise, not even pray as long as the whole thing, 1 hour in 3 days. But rather, instead, I'll spend that much time just hearing and hearing from him. And I have fasted and prayed. So if all you do is sit down with the Bible and read 3 books, read 4 books of the Bible, finish all four books in one book, let's say 3 books in 3 days, you are well fasted and prayed. Right? If that is my desire, is to know you and to hear from you. My desire is to come to you and to be with you. Fast, hear God's word and talk to God. Hallelujah. Father, I give you praise today. Come on, will you say, Father, I thank you for revelation. I thank you for light. Sito brako se dele. Thank you for this instruction today. Wherever you are right now, join in this moment of prayer, thanking God for his word that you have received. And just pray. And just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just go in the Holy Ghost and pray. Manto manto ragagaga sutor wanakish. They ministered to the Lord and fasted. They prayed and fasted and heard him. They prayed and heard God. They did two things. Fasting is not about prayer. It's about hearing God and talking to God. Lord, you are our focus. You are our objects. We are hungry for you. You told Searching our spirits. For us, we are done today. So this message is coming. Oh, Pastor, I was just praying. I didn't need to know. No, you have time. You can sit out within a month and you have next month. What I'm doing by this teaching is establishing it. Now you know. Amen? Now you know. So we rejoice in the Lord God for the strength that has given to us these 3 days. We rejoice in the Lord God for all that He has accomplished in our lives. So on Sunday, I'll come, we'll teach again, we'll clarify this point and go forward. So I thank God for this season of fasting. I trust that you joined us online. You joined online 6:30 a.m. We did that through this day. It's going to be a status now. So we will take some time when we are fasting now. You know, we don't come to church in the morning, do that. We only come on Wednesday evening. But in the morning, we'll start together. So we'll start together for next month. We'll do it like that. So it'll be like that every time. We don't need to tell you. You just know that after the first Sunday, mix it up by 6:30 a.m. We're going to be there live, praying together as a church, as a people. I believe God for great and mighty things, breakthroughs in our lives, in the name of Jesus. I release breakthroughs now, in the name of Jesus. Ekote ligra bahaso kele no mohosa. Legai iseri to bakana saha. What pasture everywhere experiences breakthroughs, in the name of Jesus. What pasture everywhere experiences breakouts, in the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty hand of God is evident in our lives, in the name of Jesus. We are returning with multitude of miracles from all corners. Financial miracles, yes, in the name of Jesus. Relationship miracles, in the name of Jesus. Marital miracles, in the name of Jesus. Miracles from every sphere of life, in the name of Jesus. Miracles abound in our midst, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kaso parigele henoso. Je kapalahandus. We rejoice in our God. What pastor rejoices in our God? In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kane sure ego so parahandus. Nedu regeida aisekono hosa. Adama loko do hose legene hesa. Luberekene heso. Likete moroko ba shanta ligra habo godose. Jeneke liarano ubere bianase. Neti, netiye, netiye. Nikoteri galamahande sige liba halabosaka. Regene tohugo. Beni akaide kulonohoso. Degea, degea, tegure penehena gose. By virtue of this fasting and prayer, you've entered into a new level of your life. In the name of Jesus. That desire now is met. In the name of Jesus. That desire of yours is granted. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go rejoice. Rejoice in your God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.